Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Eliezer Sherwinter. Maseches Avodah Zarah is dedicated in loving memory of Mr. Chaim Muscat by his daughter, Mrs. Barbara Monash.
We are now Be'ezus Hashem up to the Gemara Daf Samech Daled. Before we start the Gemara Daf Samech Daled, I'd like to go back to the Gemara before Daf Samech Gimel Amid Beis. The Gemara brings down the following kasha on Rabbi Yanai. On this at Rabbi Yanai, where Yasvi Perishvias Me'anim Uparu Lehu B'shminis. May Sivav Sheshes, Omer Adam Machamarev, Payala Vahuva, Hubadinazet, Su, Stubadinazet, Vene Cheshesh, Waymisham Shvias, Waymisham Meiser, Waymisham Yainasach, Vim Omer Lehem, Tuva Echuvani Perea, Su, Stuvani Perea, Cheshesh, Misham Shvias, Misham Meiser, Misham Yainasach, Alma Kikapara, the May Isser Kapara. Now, before we explain Pshat and the Kasha of the Gemara, I'd first like to explain Pshat. In this that we learned, if he told him to v'chuv ani perea, tzu v'shtuv ani perea, chayishesh, mishum shviyas, mishum ma'isir, mishum ya'in asach. In Tesis we find that Tesis explains that this that we learned chayishesh, mishum shviyas, mishum ma'isir, mishum ya'in asach is because it is considered ki lacham ba'alabayas la'atmei v'nasna mo'payalav. And therefore, as far as ma'isir and ya'in asach, it is considered as if he's feeding his payalim from something which is not Moser, and so too he's feeding his Payalim Yayin Asach. Now, as far as Shvias is concerned, if we are referring to Peir Shvias before beer, then the Isser is because he is being Peirea Chayvay from Peir Shvias. But if we are discussing La'achar beer, then the Isser is because he's being Nenemi Peir Shvias B'Shas Isser, since he's using Peir Shvias to feed his Payalim. That is how Tesis explains Pshat. In this, that we learn Chayishesh, Mishum Shvias, and Mishum Maiser, and Mishum Yayin Asach. In the Rashba, on the other hand, we find that the Rashba explains that this, that we learn Chayishesh, Mishum Shvias, and Mishum Maiser, and Mishum Yayin Asach, is not because it is considered as if he's being Maichos Payalim from Shvias, from something which is not Ma'oser, and from Yayin Asach, but rather it is because of Dimei Piroyin. And B'Shas Piroyin, we say Dimei Isura Kapara. And it is because the Mei Yisura Kapara that we are Chayishesh, Mishum Shvias, Mishum Maiser, Mishum Yayin Asach. Now, okay, one has to understand Pshat in the Rashba and other Yishenim, even if we are to say that as far as Shvias and Yayin Asach, one has a problem, since the Mei Yisura Kapara, what happened to this that we learned Chayishesh, Mishum Maiser? Okay, as far as Maiser, there is no problem of the Mei Yisura Kapara, but rather the problem is because he's being Maichel, his Payalim, something which is not Mo'oser. So to explain Pshat on this one is Chayishesh Mishum Maiser in a case of Tzu Ishtu, Tzu Ve'echu Vani Pereya. Okay, one has to say that the reason why one is Chayishesh Mishum Maiser is because by saying Tzu Ve'echu Tzu Ishtu Vani Pereya, it is considered as if he's being Misayei De'ayve Aveira, since he is causing them to eat She'eino Mo'oser. And for that reason, one is Chayishesh Mishum Maiser. But as far as Yayin Asach, which is referring to Goyim, that there is no Isser being Misayei De'ayve Aveira to Goy. For that reason, the Rashba and other Rishonim explain that the reason why one is Chayishesh Mishum Yayin Asach is because the Mei Isser Kapaya. In Rashi, we find the third Mahalach as far as how to explain this, that we learned Chayishesh Mishum Shvias, Mishum Maiser, Mishum Yayin Asach. Rashi explains that this one is Chayishesh Mishum Yayin Asach Umishum Maiser is because it is considered Kiyom Achilan She'enei Mo'oser Ukiyom Achilan Yayin Asach. And by She'enei Mo'oser, the problem is that he's being Maichel O Yisrael Es She'enei Mo'oser. And by Yayin Asach, the problem is that since Mizenei Sein Olav, it is considered as if he's being Nanami Yayin Asach. That is as far as Maiser and Yayin Asach is concerned. Now, as far as Shvias is concerned, Rashi explains that the problem by Shvias is because the Domim are Nitfasim Mikdusha Shvias, and the Allah is a Meisrin to make Peri Shvias Amoretz Yoyisir Mi Gimel Saudis. From Rashi, one sees that as far as Shvias is concerned, we do not say that one is Chayishesh Mishum Shvias, since it is considered as if he's being Maichel them from Peri Shvias, and since Mizayne Sein Olav. For that reason, the Shvian Isir to be Maichel them Mi Peri Shvias. Since there is no Isser to be Nanami Perishvias, for that reason, there is no Isser to be Maichel Payalev, Shemizay Noisan Olav Perishvias. And feeding Payalim, Shemazaynoi son Olav is not considered in Asiyas Schayra Bepeir Shvias. And for that reason, Rashi explains, this one is Chayishesh Mishum Shvias, is based on this, that the Domim are Netfas and Mikdusha Shvias, and Imayishan Repeir Shvias Almoretz Yoyisem Igimosudas. So again, we have three Mahalchim in the Rishayim as far as how to explain this, that we weren't Chayishesh Mishum Shvias, Mishum Meiser, Umishum Yainasach, according to Tesis. All three are based on this, that is considered as if Baal Bayis is like Chamula Atzmai, and he is giving them a payalov. According to Rashi, on the other hand, Mishum Meiser Umishum Yainasach is as Tesis explains, that it is considered as if he is giving the payalim Eshe'enei Moser and Yainasach. But as far as Shvius is concerned, the problem is because of the Piroin. Since the Domim are Netfas and Mikdusha Shvius, then in Meitin the Meipere Shvius, Hamaretz Yeisem Igamosudas. According to the Rashba, as far as this, we learned Chayishesh Mishum Yainasach. This one is Chayishesh Mishum Yainasach, is because the Domim are Netfasim in the Iser of Yainasach. Now, according to Rashba, as far as this one is Chayishesh Mishum Iser, this one is Chayishesh Mishum Iser, is because it is considered as if he's being Messiah de Oyve Avera, since he's causing them to eat Eshe'enu Moser. Now, as far as this one is Chayishesh Mishum Shvius, one can explain this one is Chayishesh Mishum Shvius with one of two Malachim. Either one can explain this one is Chayishesh Mishum Shvius, because it is considered as if he's being Messiah de Oyve Avera, and we are referring to Peir Shvius La'achar Zman Habiyur. Or one can explain this one as Chayishesh Mishum Shvius, since the Domim are Netfasim Mikdusha Shvius, and in Moishim the Meipere Shvius Amoretz Yoyisem Igimosudas. Now getting back to the Kash of Rosheshes, the Rosheshes asks on the Be'er Bianai, from the Halach of Chayishesh Mishum Shvius, Umishum Meisr Mishum Yainasach. According to Rashi, the Kash is from this one is Chayishesh Mishum Shvius, and this one is Chayishesh Mishum Shvius, is because the Domim are Netfasim Mikdusha Shvius. From here, Rosheshes asks on the Be'er Bianai, that one sees that the Domim are Netfasim Mikdusha Shvius, even after the Peir Shvius are no longer Ba'ilam. That is according to Rashi, and so too according to the Rashba, our Gemara is asking from this one is Chayishesh Mishum Yainasach. From this one is Chayishesh Mishum Yainasach, one sees that the Domim are Netfasim in the Iser Hanah of the Yainasach, even though the Yainasach is not Ba'ilam at the time of the payment of the Domim. And one sees that the Domim are considered Dumei Yainasach, even though the Yainasach is not Ba'ilam. That is according to the Mahalach of the Rashba. According to Tesis, the Kash of Avsheshes is from this that one sees, that it is considered as if Baal Bayis is Loicham La'atzei V'Noyis Nama Payalim. This is considered as if Baal Bayis is Loicham La'atzei V'Noyis Nama Payalim, is only because the Domim that he is paying are considered the Domim of whatever the Chenvani gave to the Chamorim and to the Payalim. Had we said that the Domim is only a Piroin Chayiv, that he is Mechuyiv to the Chenvani for giving the Chamorim and the Payalim to eat, then it would not be considered as if he is Loicham La'atzev and Noyisnam LePayalim. And from this that one sees that it's considered the Domim of whatever the Chemvani gave to the Payalim. From here one sees that in order to be considered the Domim of a specific object, one does not need that object is Ba'ilam. And therefore the money that he is giving is considered the Domim of Shvius, Einu Mo'oser, and Yainasach. And for that reason, Allah is Chayishesh Mishum Shvius, Mishum Meiser, Mishum Yainasach, since it is considered as if he is Loicham La'atzei V'Noyisnam V'Payalav U'Echamorav. Now, as far as this, that the Rashba argues on Tesis and explains Pshat in the Raya of our Gemara, from the Halacha of Chayishesh Mishum Yainasach, this that the Rashba argues on Tesis can be explained because the Rashba understands that we do not consider as if he's Loicham La'atzei V'Noyisnam Payalim. And therefore, this one is Chayishesh Mishum Yainasach is only because the Domim are Netfasim Be'isr Yainasach, and that is the Kasha of Rav Sheishes on Debei Rabbi Anai. But as far as this, Rashi argues on Tesis, and even though Rashi explains that this one is Chayishesh Mishum Meiser Umishum Yainasach, is because it is considered Kiloicham La'atzei V'Noyisnam Payalim. But so the Kash of Rav Sheishes is based on this one is Chayishesh Mishum Shvius, And if not for the halacha of chayishish mishum shvius, one cannot prove from this one is chayishish mishum meiser umishum meiynesach that the dam is considered demei einim ma'oser and demei yaynesach, even though the einim ma'oser and the yaynesach is not pa'ulam, is a chayya because Rashi understands that even if we are to prove from chayishish mishum meiser umishum meiynesach that the dam are considered demei yaynesach and demei einim ma'oser, but someone cannot ask a kasha from there on the berabianai, since even if it is considered demei peirushvius, even if the peirushvius are not pa'ulam, but still who said that the dam are netfasim mikdushashvius or the peirushvius are not pa'ulam, and for that reason the raya has to be from this one is chayishish mishum shvius, since from there one sees that the dam are netfasim mikdushashvius even if the peirushvius are not pa'ulam. From Tesis one sees that all the Gemara needs to prove to ask a kasha on the Berabiana is just this, that it is considered the damim of whatever object, in order for us to say that the damim are netfasim mikdush hashviyis. The Gemara goes on to say, Tergemar Rav Chista v'chen v'ni hamikifai. Dimishtabedlai, the kivan do urche l'akufe kani lai dinner gabei. The Gemara goes on to say, And for that reason, the Gemara goes on to say, Elo merava loishna mekifei v'loishna shemekifei afogav de meshabedlei, kivano miachet shibudi loi mister. And this one is chayishish mishum shvias, even though it is lemiachet shibudi, as Ezra Papa explains, kugin shehiktim loi dinner. Or as Ravashi explains, they were referring to a case kugin shenotal v'nosan biyad. Now to explain pshat in the territory of Chista. Rav Chista says, we are referring to Chen B'nei HaMikifei de Meshtabedlei. De Kivan de Orche La'akufei Kani Lai Dinner Gabei. We find that Rashi explains that as long as there is a Shiba that is Chal, at the time at which the Chen B'nei is Yahir Peri, that itself is enough to consider whatever money that is given as Chalipin. And for that reason Rashi goes on to say, that aval hanach the berabiana kivan the hanach anir the mois who peri lav chen vani arago akifaninu, loy sam chadaite koi hai voy mishtabed uhu de berabiana, holkach ki parahu achas man lav chalipe shvies ninu. And for that reason, Rashi goes on to explain. This Ragamara asks, Voy chemini shemikife miloi mishtabed vamarava imel chavirit himono apaini viknu kol nechase lach konami denariv. Ragamara means to ask, that even by Chemini Shemekifei, but still, since this Chalach Hoishibod made an Ariv, that itself is enough we should consider, as whatever money is given as Chalipe Peir Shvias, since there's a Shibod that is Chal at the time that the Chemini is Yahweh Peiris, even though the Chemini is Ein Mekifei. In the Rishonim we find that the Rishonim ask the following Tmiya on this Mahalach Rashi. If we are to understand that all one needs is a Shiba that is Chal at the time of the Chemini Zohar Peiris, in the case of the Bei Rabbi Anai, it is Pashat that there is a Shiba Chal at the time of the Yahir Peiris. Since there is Alvoas Peiris taking place, for that reason there is a Shiba Chal on the Bei Rabbi Anai, and for that reason we should say that whatever is given Bishmina should be considered Chalipe Peiris Shvias. And even without the Halacha of Oriv, but still the Berbiane were Meshubed since Rizalva taking place. This is the Kasha that the Rishonim ask Rashi. So to answer this Kasha, one can say the following Mahalach, that even though by Alva there is a Shibud, but the Shibud HaNechasim is as an Ore for the Shibud HaGof, as the Gemara says in Mavabasra, Nechsoi de Inish Inun Arvun Bey. And since the Shibud HaNechasim is only as an orif for the Shibud HaGov, for that reason we will not say ki para lachar zman, that the piroin should be considered chalipe shvias. Only by chemini hamekifei, or by chemini shemekifei, the Ragamara says that even a chemini shemekifei is mishtabed. Midamirava oimer lachavira teimono apoini viknu kol nechase lach kona midin oriv. Do we say that since the Shibud HaNechasim is not as an oyer for the Sheba Hagof, but rather than a chasam or a Sheba directly to the other party. That for that reason the Piroyin are considered Chalipei Shvi'is. This we differentiate between a Sheba Nechasim, which is only as an oyer for a Sheba Hagof, and the Sheba Nechasim, which is not a Sheba Nechasim, as an oyer for a Sheba Hagof. Bukhari can be explained as follows. As far as a Sheba Nechasim, which is independent of a Sheba Hagof, that then the Sheba Nechasim is not as an oyer for a Sheba Hagof. The Sheba Nechasim is halacha of Mamayni Gabach. And the Sheba Nechasim is this, that the person who one is mechuyev to has mamin by the person who is mechuyev. On the other hand, by Sheba Nechasim, which is only made in Arev. For example, this, that the Nechse Aleva are Meshubadim to the Malva, that the Nechse Aleva are only Meshubadim to the Malva made in Arev, that the Nechasim are in Arev for Sheba Hagof. The Malva does not have any mamin Eitzel Aleva, and the Sheba Nechasim is not based on this, that the Malva has mamin Eitzel Aleva, but rather the Sheba Nechasim is only a Shibud as an Arev for the Sheba Hagof. And therefore, based on this, that one can differentiate between a Sheba Nechasim, which is only made in Arev, that then there is no Mamon Gabei. On the other hand, by a Sheba Nechasim, which is not made in Arev, then the Sheba Nechasim is because there is Mamon Gabei. One can explain Pshat in our Gemara as follows. That in order for us to say that the Piroin should be considered Chalipei Shvi'is, one needs Mamon Gabei at the time of the sale of Perish Shvi'is. And only if there is Mamon Gabei at the time of the sale of Perish Shvi'is do we say that one has Chalipei Perish Shvi'is. And the Mamon that were given as a Piroin are considered Chalipei Perish Shvi'is. On the other hand, if there is no Mamon Gabei, then we do not consider the Piroin as Chalipei Perish Shvi'is, since at the time of the Alva of Perish Shvi'is, there was no Mamon Gabei in order for us to say that that Mamon should be considered Chalipei Perish Shvi'is. That is the how one can explain Pshat and our Gemara according to the Mahalach of Rashi. In Tesis, you find that Tesis explains that the case of the Bei Rabbi Yanai was this. Rabbi Yanai told Rabbi Bei say tzu'u uvu v'ani pireya. And since the Aniyim are not like a chem v'ani hamakifai, for that reason the Nechasim of Rabbi Yanai were not meshubit to the Aniyim. As Tosfos goes on to explain that Sevirata is a matar shemishtabe ba'arvos af b'kabonas ha'akuf ha'orev ha'kabon, but there is no shibud of the nechasim of the orev or the nechasim of the kabon. And for that reason, our Gemara goes on to ask from this, Rav says, "Ha'imel chaverit himonu apuni v'yiknu kol nechasim achkana midin orev." That from there one sees that there is a shibud nechasim made in orev, and since there is a shibud nechasim made in orev, for that reason, the Nechasim of Rabbi Yanai were Meshubadim to the Aniyim made in Arev. That is how Tosfos explains Pshat on the Shakwa Vataya of our Gemara. In the Ramban and the Rashba, we find that the Ramban and the Rashba explain that in order to be considered Chalipei Perishvias, one needs to have an actual kinyan by the person who is Mechuyev, and by Chemveni Hamakifai, we will say the kivan the mekifei umaknoi dinner gabei kniya gemura kivan derogel etzloi. On this, our Gemara asks that even by chemni shemekifei, but still there is a kinyan, as the Ramban and the Rashba explain, that just like by makifei, mehishaita maknoi dinner bekise liyose konioi kniya gemura by hianada mehemle bechol shata veshata, so too by shemekifei there should be a kno of a dinner made in Arev. And for that reason, we should say that even by Echemini Shemekife Likni Lecha Dinner, Medabal Habayis Kinyan Gomer. And this our Gemara says, Chemini Shemekife Miwe Meshtabed, it is Lavdafka Meshtabed Elohochi Kamar Miwe Meshtabed Sheiknoi Dinner Bereshuse Lidvoyacha. That is how the Ramban and the Rashba explain Pshat in our Gemara. Now, as far as this, I think Mark goes on to say, "Ala mirava loyishna mekifa v'loyishna shemekifa afagad the meshabed loykivan loymeached shibudi loymisser." According to Rashi and Tosfos, our Gemara means to say that even though there is a shibud, but since loymeached shibudi, it is not considered chalipei shvi'is. According to Ramban and the Rashba, on the other end, one has to explain this. Our Gemara says, "Kivan loymeached shibudi." is because our Gemara is being chazer from this, that there is an actual Knas dinner taking place. And according to the Maskana of the Gemara, there is no HaKnas dinner taking place, but rather all there is a Shibud. And since all there is a Shibud, for that reason we will say, that since there is no HaKnas dinner, for that reason one does not have Chalipe Peir Shvias. And as Rashba goes on to say, that even if one would have Miachet Shibudi without a Kenyan, it still will not be Misser. As Rashba proves him Esnan, that by Esnan, even if one has a Miachet Shibudi as long as it is Machser Meshicha, the Esnan is not considered Esnan Zaina. And therefore this Ragamara says, a Miachet Shibudi is Lav Dafka. Now let's go on to the next sugya. The Gemara says as follows: Yosef of Nachman, Vua Vavimi bar Papi, Yosef of Chia bar Amiga, Bio Viasi, Becomi Boy, Lu, Sachre, Wish, Barbiai, Nesach, Maho, Miamino, and Kivan, the Rita, Becumi, Osser, Dilma, Kolomute, Tifla, Shaper, Dummy, Amr of Nachman, Yish Baratove, or Bracha. And our Gemara brings the following Raya Lema Messiele, in Ajun, Ama Akam Bakalayim, Avo Akrin, Emek, Dilmute, as Hatifla. Savrua Hamani Bekivi Damar Makayim Bekwai Moike, the Tanya Manachish Hamachapa Bekwai Moike, Hibikiva Omer Af Hamakayim. The Ewu Mute Tifa Shari, Argamar is Dechadirai by saying, Loi Hamani Rabbanani. On this, Argamar asks, Rabbanamai Iria Akrin, Afiwu Kiume Nami Shaper Dummy. Argamar answers by saying, Hacha Maeskinon, Kagain de Ka Ovid Bechinam, for Behudi, the Omar Litin, Hamanas, Chinam Osir. On this, Hagamara says, Madrebi Huda Nishma, Hurebi Akiva, Lav Omra Behuda, Osir Litin, Hamanas, Chinam, Avo Mute Tifor Shaper Domi, Rebbe Kiva Nami, Avo Gav Domer Bekiva, Makai Makai Makai, Mute Tifor Shaper Domi, Visulai Midi. From this, Hagamara proves. From Rabbi Huda that there is a heter litin hamanas chinam, as long as one is doing a miyutei tifla, that so too there is a heter. According to Rabbi Kiva, who holds a makayim b'kwaim leka, but still a miyutei tifla shaper dummy. Luchir one sees, as Rashi explains, that the heter miyutei tifla is because we are matter in iser in order to yamaya tifla. Therefore, so to be Yainesach, we are matter the Isser of Reitze Bekume Shal Yainesach, in order to emayet the Tifla of Yainesach. That is okay, what comes out from our Gemara, and so to one sees in Rashi. In the Beis Yosef and Yeridaeus and Mekufa Megemol Ocher, one sees another Mahalch as far as how to explain this, that there is a Heter of Reitze Bekume. In a case of a Miute Tifla, the Beis Yosef says, that the entire Isser of Reitze Bekume is only if he is Reitze Bekume Kedei Lahashiv Abolav Oyad Sheyimkar. Our Reitze Bekume Ad Sheavdenu Reichashiv Reitze Bekume. In other words, as long as Reitze Bekume is this, that he wants Bekume in order to ma'aved the Ayin Esach, that itself is not considered Reitze Bekume. And so to by Kalayim Lachir, one has to say that the Isser of Reitze Bekume does not apply if he is Reitze Bekume Al Manas La'abdai. Now, okay, one can ask the following to me on the Beis Yosef. According to Beis Yosef, how are we to explain this? Our Gemara says, "Rabbi Yehuda Nishmalu Rabbi Akiva, Av Amar Rabbi Yehuda Asulitam An Naschinam, Av Mutei Tifla Shaperdami, Rabbi Akiva Nami, Av Agav Dam Rabbi Akiva Mekayim Mekayim Moikom Mutei Tifla Shaperdami." What is the connection between the Hatam Mutei Tifla according to Rabbi Yehuda, and this? There is a Hatam Mutei Tifla according to Rabbi Akiva. As far as the Isser of Reitze Bekume is concerned, if he is Reitze Bekume Amanas Abdai, then there is no Isser of Reitze Bekume whatsoever. And therefore what is pshat in this, our Gemara says, that the Heter is based on this, that Miute Tifla is Deiche the Isser of Reitze Bekume, just like Miute Tifla is Deiche the Isser of Leisachanim. So to answer this kasha, one has to say as follows, that this, Rav Nachman says, Yishbar V'tovei Ola Bracha. From there one sees that the halacha of Yishbar is not only because we say that Miute Tifla is Deiche the Isser of Reitze Bekume, since had that been the pshat, it would be better not to take schar, since entire halacha is only halacha of Dechia, and this that one needs a Dechia, and it is considered as if he is Reitze Bekume is because he is taking schar, it would have been better for him not to take schar, but rather to be shavri bechinam. And therefore, from this one, Nachman says, Yishbar v'tavei ola bracha. From there one sees that there is no Isser of Reitzel Bekume whatsoever. As the Beisaysev explains that in order to have the Isser of Reitzel Bekume, one needs to be Reitzel Bekume Shalai Amanas V'Avdei. But if the entire Reitzel Bekume is Amanas V'Avdei, that is not included in the Isser of Reitzel Bekume. And even though our Gemara says that from the Halacha of Eikun Imik the Mutius Hativa, all one can prove from there is this, that we say to Rabbi Yehuda Nishma Lid Rabbi Akiva, the Mute Tifa is Deicha the Isser of Reitzel Bekume, but so from Rav Nachman one can prove that there is no Isser of Reitzel Bekume whatsoever. That is a chira, how one can explain Pshat in the Beis Yosef. Now, okay, one has to understand Pshat in our Gemara. What is Pshat in this? Our Gemara says that according to Rabbanan, Mute Tifa is Deicha the Isser of Leitechanim. According to Rabbanan, there is no halacha to be made as a tefla, since according to Rabbanan, there is no iser to be mekayim kalayim. So to answer this kash, we find two mahalchim v'achrenim. In the Chassam Sefer and Chuvas and Chelak Vav, we find that the Chassam Sefer proves from our Gemara that even according to Rabbanan, there is an iser midrabbanan to be mekayim kalayim. And based on this, that there is an Isser Midrabanan to Mekayim Kalayim, for that reason there is Halacha to Yumayit Tifla. In other words, Halacha to Yumayit Tifla is dependent upon this, that there is an Isser of Kiyum. And therefore it is Mukhrach that even according to Rabbanan, there is an Isser Midrabanan to Mekayim Kalayim. In the Piyitzchak, in Chilkav, Simon Tazayin, we find that the Piyitzchak asks the following to me on the Chassam Sefer. According to the Chassam Sefer, that even according to Rabbanon, there is an Isser Midrabbanon to Mekayim Kalayim. If so, what is Pshat in this? Our Gemara asks, Yerabbanon Ma'iriya Eikuna Fiul Kuminami Shaperdami. If Midrabbanon, there is an Isser to Mekayim. So to answer the Kasha of the Piyitzchak and to explain Pshat in the Chassam Sefer, one has to say, as we find in the Ritva, and so do we find in the Goyin, in Shulchan Aruch Yudei Reish Adizayin, Tziv Katan Ches, that the Goyin says that even though, even according to Rabbanon, there is an Isser Medir Rabbanon of being Mekayim Kalayim, but that only applies to B'Shal Yisrael. But B'Shal Akum, there is no Isser Medir Rabbanon. And only according to Bikiva do we say that even B'Shal Akum, there is an Isser to Mekayim Kalayim. And since B'Shal Akum, there is no Isser of being Mekayim Kalayim, for that reason our Gemara asks, Ma'iriya Oikrin, Afiul Kiyume Nami Shaper Dami. This, that the Chassam Sefer says, that even according to Rabbanon, there is an Isser of being Mekayim Kalayim, is because we say that based on this, that there is an Isser of being Mekayim Kalayim, for that reason we all say, that Mi'ute Tifos Mate the Isser of Oisachonim. That is the Mahalach of the Chassam Sefer as far as how to explain Pshat in our Gemara. In the Piyitzchak, on the other hand, we find that the Piyitzchak explains Pshat in our Gemara with a different Mahalach. And the Piyitzchak explains that this, that there is a mitzvah to Yumai, this Hatifla has nothing to do with the fact that there is an Isser of Reitzel Bekumei. And even if according to Rabbanon there is no Isser of Reitzel Bekumei, but still there is a mitzvah to Yumai as Hatifla. And as the Piyitzchak explains, this Akvayim is considered a Tifla is because it was Nevda Ba'avira. And since it was Nevda Ba'avira, for that reason, it is considered a Tifla, and there is a mitzvah to Ma'id es HaTifla. In Rashi, one sees that even according to Bikiva, this that one is like is only if one did a Ma'isa. For example, as Rashi explains, in Mizaran Acher Ba'zeva Asan Siag V'Gedr K'deir Kaiman Leike. Rashi goes on to explain that even though this, according to Bikiva, Mekayim, Kalayim, is like is only if you did a Maisa, that is only as far as Malchus is concerned. But from there one sees that there is an Isser to be Reitzel Bekumen even without a Maisa. And for that reason our Gemara wants to prove that if we are to say, that we are going according to Bikiva, from there one sees a Mute Tifla, is the reason why there is no Isser of Reitzel Bekumen. In Tesis, on the other hand, and so do we find in the Goyin and in the Kesef Mishnah, Tesis argues, and Tesis understands that according to Akiva, the entire Isser is only if one did a Maisa. And this our Gemara wants to say, that if we are going according to Akiva, one sees, then we ute tifle shari. Even though there is an Isser being Mekayim Kalayim, is because we say that Peshas Akiva Mara Sharoitza Ba Meshahu. And therefore, as long as one did a Maisa to show that he is Reitzel Bekumei, that is the Isser. And for that reason, our Gemara proves from Eikon Imik the Miyutei Satefa that even though with that Kiro, when it's being over in Iser Reitze Bekumi, it's still Miyutei Satefa Shaper Dami. That is how Tesis explains Pshat in our Gemara. In Ibkivega, we find that Ibkivega asks the following Tmiya on our Gemara. What is Pshat in this our Gemara proves? From Rabbi Yehuda to Rabbi Akiva, and just like the mitzvah of Amayit as Hatefa is Deiche the Isser Reisachanim, so to the mitzvah of Amayit as Hatefa is Deiche the Isser Reitze B'Kiyumai. Okay, as far as Reisachanim is concerned, there is no Isser Reisachanim here whatsoever. Since he is doing it in order to mekayim the mitzvah to Amayit as Hatefa, for that reason there is no Isser Reisachanim whatsoever. He is not giving the Goya Matnas Chinam, as we find in the Ran and Gittin. That the Ran Gittin says, even though there is a halacha called Meshachar Avdei Oiver Baasei, but still the entire Isser of being Meshachar Avdei is based on Leisachanim. And as far as Leisachanim is concerned, wherever there is a mitzvah, it is not considered a chanina. As Ran says, Kivin the kemitzvah mishum chanina did hu ka'avid, elo etzerech atzmai. And for that reason, Rabbi Lazar was allowed to Meshachar Avdei for the purpose of a mitzvah. And if one sees in the Ran that as far as a mitzvah is concerned, it is not considered a manas chinam, since la mishum chanina did hu kavid, if so, so too, as far as the Yemayit as Hatif, who we should say, that if one is oyseh bechinam with a guy in order to Yemayit as Hatif, there is no oyseh voyseh chanam whatsoever. And therefore, how can our Gemara prove from Rabbi Yehuda to Rabbi Akiva? This is the kasha that Rabbi Kivegar and other achrenim ask on our Gemara. So to answer this kasha, the Achrenim, we find that the Priyitzchak answers the kasha as follows. That even though, if one gives a goy a manas chinam for the purpose of a mitzvah, one is not over the iser of oisachonim since lav mishum chanina didhu kavid, but still as far as being oiker bechinam, one will be over the iser of oisachonim since he has the ability to be oiker beschar. As far as the yimaydes hatifa, he can be Midas Hatifa Beschar, and he will not be giving a Goya Manas Chinam. And from this, there is a Hatha to Midas Hatifa Bechinam. One sees a Midas Hatifa is Doiche the Isser of Oisachonim. That is how the Priyitzchak answers the Kasha of the Achrenim. Now, as far as the Isser of Ritza Bekumi is concerned, we find a tremendous machoikis among the Achrenim if the Isser of Ritza Bekumi is only as far as Yai Nesech, Avodah Zarah, and Kalayim according to Rabbi Akiva? Or do we say that the Isser of Reitze Bekumi applies across the board to all Yisuri Hana'ah? In the Tshuvas HaRadvaz, Nechelek Dalet, Simen Resh Mem, and so to the Bichadash in Arachayim Simen Tafnun, we find that the Radvaz and the Bichadash understand that the Isser of Reitze Bekumi only applies to Yai Nesech and Avodah Zarah, and not to other Yisuri Hana'ah. On the other hand, in the Torah in Arachayim Simen Tafnun, we find that the Torah says that the Isser of Reitze Bekumi applies to other Yisuri Hana'ah as well. And so to find the Tesis, he formed that from a base. And in the Yerushalmi at the end of the third Perek of Arla, in the Chassam Sefer in Arachayim Simen Kof Chal Ches, we find that the Chassam Sefer brings down the following Kasha of Reb Kivegar. The Reb Kivegar asks Nesivis the following Kasha, how is one allowed to take Schar from Kfuras Mesim? A mace is Aser Bana, and therefore he is Reitze Bekumi Shel Yisuri Hana. So to answer this kasha, we find that the Chassam Sefer answers the kasha as follows, that only by Avodah Zarah and Kalayim, that the Chomer Iser of Avodah Zarah and Kalayim is Mechayev Bir. For that reason we say that Reitze Bekumi is Aser, but by a mace the Chiv of Kura has nothing to do with the fact that a mace is Aser Bana. And for that reason, there is no halacha reitze b'kiyumai of a mace. From the Chassam Sefer, one sees that the iser reitze b'kiyumai is dependent upon this, that it is aser bana, and one needs an iser hana chomer in order to have the iser reitze b'kiyumai. On the other hand, from Rashi, the Amaskar Rabbanon, who it is mashma, that the iser reitze b'kiyumai is dependent upon this, that there is a chiyubir. And for that reason, Rashi explains that according to Rabbanon, even though there is no Isser Reitze Bekumi by Kalayim, but still there is an Isser Reitze Bekumi by Avodah Zarah, since he saw his Mitzvah Lavata Avodah Zarah V'Tashmishah. And according to Rashi, this, according to Bekiva, there is an Isser to be Reitzah Bekumi Shalkalayim, is because by Kalayim itself, according to Bekiva, there is a Chiyuv to destroy Kalayim. And the basis of this, Rabbi Kiva understands that there is an Isser to Mekayim Kalayim, is because there is a Chiyuv to destroy Kalayim. And for that reason, according to Rabbi Kiva, so too there is an Isser of Reitzah Bekumi Shalkalayim. But now, okay, one has to understand, as you mentioned before in the Torah, in our Chaim and Sotu, in the Yerushalmi and Seif Parakim of Arwa, we find that the Torah and the Yerushalmi understand that the Isser Reitzah Bekumi applies to other Yisrei Hanah as well. Well, here in our Gemara, one clearly sees that the entire Isser Reitzah Bekumi only applies to Kalayim according to Bekiva, not according to Rabbanon. And even though Kalayim, according to Rabbanon, is also in Isser Hanah, but still, there is no Isser of Reitzah Bekiyumai. Now, as far as the Torah is concerned, that the Torah is discussing Chametz of Pesach, and the Torah says that there is an Isser of Reitzah Bekiyumai as far as Chametz is concerned, one can say that even as far as Chametz, there is a Chiyuv to Mevar Chametz, and since there is a Chiyuv to Mevar Chametz, for that reason, so too, we will say that there is an Isser of Reitzah Bekiyumai by Chametz. But someone has to understand what is pshat in this, how we find in the Yerushalmi, that even as far as Arla, there is an Isser of Reitzah Bekiyumai Shal Arla. Well, here by Arla, there is no Chiyubir, and for that reason, Arla shall the same halacha as Kalayim according to Rabbanon, that there is no Isser of Reitzah Bekiyumai as one sees in our Gemara. So to explain pshat in the Yerushalmi, one can say that the Yerushalmi is going Oshitase, as we find in the Yerushalmi and Kalayim, in Parakhes Halacha Aleph, that the Yerushalmi says that even according to Rabbanon, there is an Isser of Reitzah Bekiyumai Shal Kalayim. And this, according to Rabbanon, there is an Isser of Reitzah Bekiyumai Shal Kalayim can be explained, because the Yerushalmi understands Al Koyalma, there is an Isser of Reitzah Bekiyumai by all Yisurei Hanah. On the other hand, according to the Bavli from this, and when sees in our Gemara, the Gemara says that according to Rabbanon, there is no Isser of Reitzah Bekiyumai by Kalayim. From here one sees that the Bavli is chilak on the Yerushalmi, and the Bavli understands that the Isser Reitzah Bekiyumai does not apply to all Yisurei Hanah, but rather only to specific Yisurei Hanah. Now according to the Ritva and the Goyim that we mentioned before, that the Ritva and the Goyim both say that even according to Rabbanon, there is an Isser Reitzah Bekiyumai, and this that there is no Isser Reitzah Bekiyumai by Kalayim is only because we are referring to Kalayim Shalakum. For that reason, one can say that even according to the Bavli, there is an Isser Reitzah Bekiyumai by all Yisurei Hanah. Just this, that according to Rabbanon, there is no Isser Reitzah Bekiyumai Shal Kalayim in our Gemara, is because our Gemara is referring to Kalayim Shalakum. And by Kalayim Shalakum, there is no Isser Reitzah Bekiyumai. Now, if we are to say, like we find in the Yerushalmi, that the Isser Reitzah Bekiyumai applies across the board to all Yisurei Hanah, if so, one has to answer the kasha of Reb Kviga that we mentioned before, that there should be an Isser of Reitzah Bekiyumai Shal Meis, since the Meis is Aser Banah, and therefore one should not be able to take schar for the Kvura of a Meis. So to answer the kasha of Reb Kviga, we find that the Chasam Sefer brings down from the Nesivis, that the Nesivis answers the kasha as follows, that as far as Kvura's Meis is concerned, it is considered Miotifla. And as far as Miatifla is concerned, we say that there is no Isser of Reitzah Bekiyumai. Oh, here one can ask the following Tmiya on the Nesivis. Kvuras Meis L'Chir has nothing to do with Miatifla. This, that there is Alacha Kvuras Meis, is either, as Yigmar says in Sanhedrin, Mishum Bezioini Oy Mishum Kapara. But Kvuras Meis has nothing to do with Miatifla. And therefore it is pshat in this that the Nesivis says, that the heter to mekabel schar for kvuras hameis is based on miyotifla. So to explain pshat in nesivis, okay, one can say that the nesivis means to say that just like we are matir, lishbar yayin nesach b'schar, even though one is reitzah bekiyumai, is because the mitzvah of miyotifla is matir reitzah bekiyumai, so to the mitzvah of kvura is matir reitzah bekiyumai shalmeis. And for that reason, one can answer the kasha of Rav Shach and Aviezu as well. That for that reason, we are matter to take schar for Shmiras HaMeis, since Shmiras HaMeis is also a mitzvah. and for the purpose of a mitzvah we are matter reitze b'kiyumai. But that is only if we are to understand, like the pashtus of our Gemara, that the heter of reitze b'kiyumai to yamaydes hatifa is because the mitzvah to yamaydes hatifa is matter reitze b'kiyumai. But if we are to understand, like the Beis Yosef, that this one is allowed to be reitze b'kiyumai yamaydes hatifa, is because since he is reitze b'kiyumai amanas hamatai, then he is not considered reitze b'kiyumai. Then one cannot answer the kasha of Reb Kiveger, like the Nesivis, but rather one has to say that as far as Meis, there is no iser of reitze b'kiyumai, like the pashtus of our Gemara. Our Gemara goes on to have the following shaila. Hoda yosfi v'kami boi v'hu d'mei avaydezor b'yad akum ma'u, mitefesas t'mea b'yad akum eloi. Omer hu Rav Nachum estaba d'mei avaydezor b'yad akum utorim. Medehanu da'aso k'me d'rabbi b'arvua omer hu zilu z'vinu koma d'esochu v'su eskairu. My time, Lav mishum d'ksar v'dmei avaydezor b'yad akum utorim. Our Gemara is d'icha by saying v'duma shani osim d'kim d'day te'ilu g'yurei v'aday batla. In Tosfos we find that Tosfos explains this, our Gemara says, Mustaba de me avidizar v'ad akum utorim, is because the entire makor that avidizar is tefeses tameh is based on the pasuk of a yisach hirim kamayu, that we darshan kol shatamahaya mimenu kamayu, uvisol dafka nemar v'loy levnei noyach. Tosfos goes on to ask the following kasha, v'ad esinu alba perakama de me avidizar, haynuk shadaitai, Liknes madamim avidizara avok shabois gayer, ilafreya chayve moter. Now to explain pshat in the teretz of our Tosfos, that heicha shabadaiti liknes madamim avidizara desaser, we find a number of mahalchim in the rishenim and the achrenim, in the orzerua and in the ireim and simon kuf yudalid. We find that the orzerua and the ireim explain this, that there is an iser heicha shabadaiti liknes avidizara is an iser medrabanan menatera biarakum. There is no iser, since the pasuk of Yisachem kamayu is only referring to Yisrael and not to a guy. That is the shita of the Orzerua and the Yireim, and so too one can explain pshat in our Tosfos in the Rosh and Siman Dalet, and so too we find in the Torah near Adea Siman Kof on the base. The Rosh and Torah both say that Heicha Shabadaiti Liknes Avedizara Az Nisharu Hadomim B'Yisuran. In other words, Heicha Shabadaiti Liknes Avedizara, then we see the Domim as an extension of the Avedizara itself, and for that reason the Domim are Nesarin. And so too we find in the Drisha and Sivkat and Hei that the Drisha says as follows, Vef Shaloimer Devadei Chalipei Avedizara Be'agoyim Mutarim. Miudafka davar shu chalipim bevadei, avok shomach avidizar liknes v'dam avitzarech avidizar loy mikri chalipi avidizara, v'adam nishu be'iser davidizar harishena dahave ki ilu loy hechliv kwal. In the Taz, on the other hand, in some kuf on the base of Katan Yudalf, we find that the Taz explains the iser with a different mahalach. And the Taz says that even though Ba'oma Kaimon has mono lav mosa, that is how the Taz explains Pshat in the Teretz of Tosfos. In Tosfos Ben Ochanan, before in the Fibes Ben Alf, we find that Tosfos Ben Ochanan explains this, that we differentiate between Dumei Avedizara Biad Akum if he does not plan to buy Avedizara with the Damim, and if someone plans to buy Avedizara with the Damim, is because if someone does not plan to buy Avedizara with the Damim, then we say with his mechira, he was mevatel the avidezara. And based on the bittul, that is why we say demei avidezara biad akum utarim. In other words, Rabbeinu Ochanan argues on Tosfos. Tosfos explains this, that demei avidezara biad akum amutarim is because the entire Isra of Damim is based on the pasuk of Yisachem Kamayu, which is only referring to demei avidezara biad Yisrael and not demei avidezara biad akum. Rabbeinu Ochanan on the other end explains this, that we say demei avidizara biad akum utarim is based on bittul with the mechira. There is a bittul taking place, and therefore this, that there is a bittul taking place, is only if one does not have in mind to buy avidizara with the damim that one is receiving. So again, we have two mahalchim as far as how to explain this. Our Gemara says mustaber demei avidizara biad akum amutarim. Tosfos explains this, how we say mustaber demei avidizara biad akum amutarim is because since entire Isra of Damim is based on the Pasuk of Yisachem Kamayu, the Pasuk is only referring to Yisrael and not to a Goy. Rabbi Nochanan, the other one, explains this, so he said, Mestabrat me avoided Zorah b'ad Akam or Motorim is because there's a bittul taking place with the Mechira. Now, okay, one can ask the following Tmiya on Teisus Rabbi Nochanan. In the Mishnah before that, think a moment out, we find that Chachamim say, Machra loy bittul. And even according to Rabbi, the Gemara before that, think a moment out, explains that even according to Rabbi who says, Machra is bittul, only if he is Machra we saw, not if he is Machra l'akum. And since, as far as our Gemara is concerned, the Mechira is a Mechira l'akum, then with Kol Alma we should say, Loi bittul. So to explain Pshat and Teis Rabbi Nochanan, one has to say as follows, that even though, as far as the Guf Avi Dezar, we say that by Mechira l'akum there is no bittul taking place, but as far as the Damim of the Avi Dezar, there is a bittul taking place. From Rabbi Nochanan, one sees Rabbi Nochanan understands this, that the Damim Be'ad Akum Ar Asurim is because we see the Damim as part and parcel of the Avodah Zarah itself. And according to Rabbi Nochanan, one can say, this that we were now from the Pasuk of Yisachem Kamayu, the Kol Sha'ata Mahayim Imenu Harehu Kamayu. The Pasuk itself is Mechadish, that the Damim of Avodah Zarah are considered part of the Avodah Zarah. And for that reason, the Damim are Nesarim. And this, that the Damim Be'ad Akum are not Asurim, is only because there is a bittul of the Damim taking place, which is only possible by a Goy and not by a Yisrael. That is Zocher the Mahalich in Rabbeinu Elchanan. In Teisus, we find that Teisus asks the following kash on the Dichri of our Gemara. What is Pshat in this, our Gemara says, V'domash and Yasam, Kivan the Daitel, Giyuri, Vade Mevatiluhu. Bittul only works as far as Avodah Zarah is concerned. As far as Yai Nesach, Bittul does not help. And therefore, it is Pshat in this that we say, Zvinu Koma de Isuchu, which is even referring to Yai Nesach. Taisus answers his kasha by saying, Yeshua de Oma Yiparshat Van Heti Yai Nesach Yisur and Me Avodah Zarah de Chamira Yisura. In other words, even though as far as Yai Nesach is concerned, our Gemara understands that as far as Yai Nesach, we will say that to me Yai Nesach v'ad Akum or Torim, but still our Gemara is a tzad. That to me Avodah Zarah v'ad Akum should be Asurim. Now, everyone has to understand what is the makom to differentiate between Dimei Avodah Zarah and Dimei Yai Nesach. So to explain Pshat and Teisach, everyone has to say, based on this we mentioned before in our shir on Dav Samach Beis, that the prescribe is Mechadish of Halon Chiddish, that there is a tremendous difference between the Isra Anah of Avodah Zarah and the Isra Anah of Yai Nesach. As far as the Isra Anah of Avodah Zarah is concerned, the Isra Anah of Avodah Zarah is this: one should not have any Revach Shalmamin from Avodah Zarah. On the other hand, the Isra Anah of Yai Nesach is just this: one is not allowed to be Nene from Yai Nesach. Based on the Chiddush of the Beskriyav, one can say that as far as the Isra Anah of Avodah Zarah, since the Isra Anah of Avodah Zarah is this, then one cannot have a Revach Shal Mamon from Avodah Zarah. For that reason, this Avodah Zarah's Teifes is Damav is not just because we say that the Isra Anah of Avodah Zarah is transferred over to the Damim, but rather the Damim themselves are considered a Revach Mamon from the Avodah Zarah, and therefore they are included in the Isra Anah of the Avodah Zarah itself. On the other hand, as far as Yai Nesach is concerned, that the Isra Anah of Yai Nesach is just this: one cannot be Nene from the Yai Nesach. This, that the Dmei Yai Nesach are Asurim, is just because we say that the Isra Anah of Yai Nesach is transferred over to the Damim. And therefore, by Goy, we will say that the Isra Anah of Yai Nesach is not transferred over to the Damim B'Yad Akum. On the other hand, as far as Avodah Zarah itself is concerned, that the Isra Anah of Damim is because the Damim are considered the one as having Revach Mamon from Avodah Zarah, that for that reason they are included in the Isra Anah of the Avodah Zarah itself. For that reason we will say that even Be'ad Akum, Dimei Avodah Zarah should be Asurim. That is a chira one can explain Pshat in Teisvis. In the Tshuvas, Maral Diskin, in Kuntras Achron, Simukof Mamalf, and so do we find in the Klichamdan Parashas Vayishlach. Well, this can end the Klicham that both prove from our Gemara that a guy is mutter to have an hour from Avodah Zarah. From this, the Rabbi Bar Avua told the goyim who came to be Neskayer Zilu Zivino Koma de Esachu Vesu Eskayru. From there, one sees that a guy is allowed to be Nene from Avodah Zarah. In Ibkivagir and Psachim and the Fine Gimel Malaf and Gilion Ashas, we find Ibkivagir brings down from the Tereven in Chagigah and Dafi Gimel and Beis who proves something more in Psachim on the Fine Gimel that Avodah Zarah is Aser Ba'anah even for a guy, and even a guy is not allowed to be Nene from Avodah Zarah. But here one can ask a following Tamiya on the Tereven from this, and one sees in our Gemara that a guy is allowed to sell his Avodah Zarah. And we do not say that a guy is not allowed to sell his Avodah Zarah, since a guy is not allowed to be Nene from Avodah Zarah. Now, if you are to say, like Rabbeinu Ochran that we mentioned before, that with a guy's Mechir there is a bittul of the Demei Avodah Zarah taking place, then one can say that the reason why a guy is allowed to sell his Avodah Zarah is because even though a guy is not allowed to be Nene from Avodah Zarah, but still, since there is a bittul taking place with his Mechira, he is no longer being Nene from Avodah Zarah. That is one mahalach, with which one can answer and explain Pshat and our Gemara according to the Tereven. Our Gemara goes on to say that the Makar for Rav Nachman, that we say Mestabed Demei Avodah Zarah Be'ad Akum Mutarim, is from this that we learn to Yisrael Sheinesha Ba'akum Mane Umacha Avodah Zarah Ve'hiviloi, Yai Nesach Ve'hiviloi Mutar. Avom Armoy Hamtin we at Shemka we deserve Avilach, Yai Nesach Vavilach Aser. And from this that we learnt. The Machra we deserve Vahivu Yai Nesach Vahivu and Mutter from there one sees that Tamea we deserve Bian Akum Armutarim. Our Gemara goes on to explain Maishna Risha, Maishna Seifa, Amar Shesha Seifa Mishum Dahava Lake Yuritze Bekiyumai. From our Gemara one sees that wherever there is an Isser Yuritze Bekiyumai, the Damim are Asurim, and so too we find in the Gemara before, that the Gemara before in the Samach Gimel Abay says that the only reason why this Schar is Mutter is only because we say that Kol Mi'utei Tifa Shaper Dami, otherwise the Schar will be Aser. We'll hear from this how we find in the Gemara before on the Samach Beis Amad Aleph, that by Arwa the Kilya Kerem, even though Arwa and Kilei Karim are Asurim Ba'ana, but still the Alach is Machan Mekidesh and the Meyam Mekudashes, and the Damim are not Asurim Al-Khayr, from there one clearly sees that by Shari Surana there is no Isser V'Ritza B'Kiyuman. And since there is no Isser V'Ritza B'Kiyuman for that reason, the Damim are Mutarim. But if someone can ask, letting Mara before now Samach Beis Amin Aleph explain that the reason why B'Ayin Nesach we say Nesachres HaPayel La'aseis Imai B'Ayin Nesach Schari Aser is based on this, he is Reitze B'Kiyumei Shal Yayin Nesach, and since he is Reitze B'Kiyumei Shal Yayin Nesach, for that reason the Schar is Aser. That is Akasha, the one can ask on the Gemara before now Samach Beis Amin Aleph based on our Gemara, and therefore Divrei HaGemara before now Samach Beis Amin Aleph Ratzrichim Bir. Unless one can say that this that the Gemara before says in the Samach Beis Amin Aleph that by Yai Nesach Kansu Chachamim, based on the Chumra of Yai Nesach, the Gemara means to say that Mishum Chumra of Yai Nesach that there is an Isser Reitze B'Kiyumai for that reason Kansu Chachamim, which is not how the Rishonim learned the Gemara before on the Samach Beis Amin Aleph.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Maariv Mekayimus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.